Hi, it's Karen Webster for payments.com, and I'm here today with Scott Salmon, who is General Manager International at I2C. Scott, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me on. It's a pleasure to be here.
So it's always nice to catch up with the folks at I2C, and we're here today to talk about something that is an unfortunate reality of the world in which we live, and that's natural disasters. And what you've come up with is a really clever, multifunctional electronic prepaid solution that delivers much needed funds when those natural disasters strike. So talk to us a little bit about the partnership that you work with to enable this and how this came to be.
Sure. So as you know, Oxfam is an NGO that works globally to provide disaster relief to those in need. Visa, also, as you know, is a global payment association. And Oxfam and Visa teamed up not too long ago to develop an electronic means of getting funds to those that are most in need as quickly and as efficiently as possible. So the project that they initiated has been started in the Philippines. And as you know, to your point earlier, unfortunately, the Philippines is quite prone to typhoons and other natural disasters. So they teamed up to first launch this EPS solution, electronic prepaid solution, in the Philippines. I2C has a partnership with Visa across regions globally. We have a single integrated global platform that's extremely flexible, best in class. We also have a best-in-class operational support structure that I describe as cloud-based that works 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. And that's really the reason that Visa has teamed up with I2C. And in particular, it's a reason why we teamed up with Visa to support this important project, because I2C is really uniquely situated to provide a rapid deployment quickly and efficiently anywhere disaster strikes. And so that's really how this partnership came together, is it's one of those situations where the stars align, if you will, to provide a very important solution to people that are needed the most.
So when a disaster strikes and the individuals in that affected area actually need funds, how does this work? Can you give us some specifics around what a deployment actually looks like?
Sure. So what's happening now is with this solution is it's an electronic way of getting funds to people that need it, and they need it immediately. So Oxfam is the type of organization that shows up a couple days after disaster strikes. And in this case, what's happening is we are providing a prepaid card to these people to get funds to them, be able to transfer funds to them very, very quickly. There are two types of aid that Oxfam is providing in the Philippines. And this was tested in an area called Tacloban that was hit by, you may recall, a typhoon called Haiyan. And there are two types of aids that are provided. One is emergency cash for people that have lost their homes. They've lost everything, and they need just immediate access to food and water, as an example. The other type of support is cash for work. So people in this case affected by the typhoon might have lost their livelihood. Fishermen, as an example, or people that were working in the palm fields where the palm fields have basically been leveled. So what we provided is a solution to, rather than literally helicoptering in cardboard boxes filled with a lot of cash and dispersing that cash out in the field at tents, we provided a much more secure way to do that and much more efficient way to do that through the use of a prepaid card. I2C basically provides the platform that manages the funds that are allocated for the program for loading money onto the cards in the field to allow recipients to make purchases or get cash out of the cards at ATMs or at cash out locations. And then very importantly, providing reporting for complete transparency on that cash disbursement.
So an obvious question that comes to mind is, in an area that's affected by a disaster of any type, are there issues using electronic payments in trying to fulfill those very basic needs? I guess it depends on the extent to which there is a disaster and clearly people are evacuated to safer areas. But is that an issue at all?
Yeah, it sure is. That's a great question. And again, this is where the flexibility and the operational support that I2C can bring to bear comes into play. So we had to team up with Visa, with Oxfam, and other partners to provide an electronic solution that works in the most challenging of circumstances. So there could be a case where the internet is not available. There could be cases where mobile networks are not available. So we developed with Oxfam and Visa a triage approach, if you will, for this electronic payment solution that works in those different environments. And that was one of the critical factors in being able to provide this solution, not only in the Philippines, but, you know, at a moment's notice anywhere in the world.
Interesting. So you mentioned that this was first used in 2013 in the Philippines. What have you learned since then that perhaps you've incorporated into the product to make it even more functional?
Yeah, the pilot started in December 2014, and it ran for about 3 months. There were 2,700 cards issued and about $188,000 provided to the beneficiaries. And what I would say about that is, first of all, we received very, very positive response from the recipients, and that's really what it's all about. Mm-hmm. But what I would also say is this is basically about providing a more secure, more convenient, more cost-effective, and importantly, fully transparent way to get funds to people as quickly as possible. And as I mentioned, at a moment's notice, anywhere. Mm-hmm. Really importantly, it's also about providing basic banking services to people that really might not have access to mainstream banking services. And that's one of the criteria that's been quite important, you know, over time as these cards are distributed and how, as they're used in the aftermath of a disaster. And so if I can explain kind of each of those just briefly, it's more secure both for recipients and for Oxfam staff. The recipients don't receive cash that they then walk away from a tent with. They can store it and save it now electronically and securely. It's also more secure for the Oxfam staff because they don't have to carry large amounts of cash out to mm-hmm. these sites. Mm-hmm. It's more convenient because the recipients, in some cases, may have to travel quite some distance to get to the Oxfam center where they're providing the support. And in this case, once they have that card in place, they'll get it immediately. And of course, it's more convenient for the Oxfam folks as well to transfer those funds electronically. As we all know, it's more cost effective, much more cost effective, to distribute funds electronically than by handling cash. And what that means is more funds, you know, that are donated get into the hands of people that need it the most, reducing administrative costs. And very, very importantly, it provides full transparency. So with the I2C platform, we provide reporting capabilities that track the funds from the, you know, time they're allocated for a particular disaster to the amount distributed to each and every individual. So that's those four factors, I think, are what have been quite important in the solution that we've provided.
Interesting. Have you discovered that those recipients who now have these prepaid products use them after the disaster? You mentioned that that was one of the things that you hoped might happen. Is that in fact happening?
Yeah, and that was one of the results that was the most positive, is what we found, the recipients reporting, is that they are very, very interested in using the card to store and save funds.
That's great.
So, you know, in the immediate aftermath of the disaster, once they've taken care of immediate needs, they're viewing this as a basic banking product. And, you know, to your question a minute ago, one of the findings is that they're quite interested in gaining access to that basic level of banking service. But also over time, you know, if you think about it, that card is basically a bank account in your pocket. Mm-hmm. It can be used to save funds initially, but over time it might be used to top up your mobile phone. It might be used to transfer funds to family members in another town. It might be used to pay bills electronically, all saving a lot of time and money and effort for these individuals. And that's something that Oxfam and Visa and the team at I2C is very interested in supporting these financial inclusion initiatives over the long term.
That's great. How many people have you touched with this program? Do you have any estimates?
Yeah, so this initial program was distributed to 2,700 people And again, the objective was to test and learn and get feedback from these recipients. As I mentioned, it was about $188,000 that was distributed in that several-month period. But also, as I pointed out earlier, one of the key objectives of this program is to now make this ETS solution available anywhere disaster, as unfortunate as it may be, anywhere that it hits around the world. And one of the key advantages of the I2C platform is now with this EPS solution, we've developed a plug-and-play solution that we can deploy at a moment's notice very, very quickly, you know, anywhere in the world. And it's aligned with Oxfam's objectives, with Visa's, and certainly ours to help those people in need.
Well, it's a great solution. You know, it's one of those things that you actually hate to have used, but when it happens, it does make a horrible situation certainly bearable for those who are affected. Tell us a little bit about what else is on your roadmap. It sounds like you're really developing some clever things using prepaid solutions.
Yeah, so we have clients all around the world, and we support a range of different prepaid programs, pretty much any type of program you can imagine. We also support debit, credit processing, commercial processing. We've got a range of solutions that we're actively providing out to clients around the world. As it relates to financial inclusion and the e-humanitarian initiative, we are in very advanced discussions with different government entities and also NGOs around the world. And I can't disclose that yet, but what I can say is that we'll have some very exciting news in the near future, I think, building on the project that we've recently completed with Visa and Oxfam. So I guess what I can say is stay tuned to this space, because we're very excited about being able to provide solutions to support this e-humanitarian effort and to support financial inclusion initiatives.
Well, it certainly is a worthy cause, and it's really great to hear about the effort to create solutions to bring those who need to be brought into the financial mainstream easily and efficiently. Thanks to your efforts. So, Scott, thanks. It was really great to learn about this innovative program, and we look forward to hearing more.
Thanks again, and it was a pleasure talking with you today.
Thank you.